the Public News Service Daily Newscast for April the 5th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Testimony resumes this morning in the trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd. Mike Mullen tells us some of the early testimony has renewed conversation about the historical mistreatment of black people in the U.S.
While watching the court proceedings might be traumatic for some, Talisa Carter, a criminologist who teaches race and justice at American University, says it can help propel uncomfortable but important conversations about these issues. She sees the case as confirming what scholars have long talked about.
There's bodies of literature that support the realities that these people are talking about. There's bodies of literature that discuss the intersection of being a black man, interacting with the police, having addiction issues.
She hopes anyone watching the trial reflects on these more complex topics rather than simply taking sides. Racial and legal scholars predict the outcome of the case will serve as a defining moment in U.S. history.
And from delayed treatment to possible links to impaired hearing, the COVID pandemic has had an impact on common problems affecting millions of people.
While COVID is most known for affecting the lungs, reports have linked COVID infections to hearing loss. About 48 million Americans have some level of hearing loss, but according to the Hearing Loss Association of America, people wait an average of 7 years before getting treatment. Hearing specialists say the pandemic has contributed to that delay. Dr. Andrew Resnick is an audiologist with a private practice in New York City who noticed a significant decline in the number of people seeking prevention and treatment last year during the height of the pandemic.
There's no question that far fewer people were coming in. We see mostly older people, and our patient base seemed to be very, very concerned about going out.
Although hearing tests performed by a licensed audiologist are more precise, a growing number of websites are helping fill the gap by doing preliminary hearing evaluations online. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Meantime, April is World Autism Acceptance Month. Groups that advocate for people on the autism spectrum say they want more than public awareness, especially with the inequalities deepened by the pandemic. Zoe Gross is with the Autism Self-Advocacy Network.
They're still not sort of paying attention to people with disabilities and giving that higher priority that our community needs based on our risk. People really feel like the pandemic has brought home the way society devalues the lives of people with disabilities.
According to the network's COVID-19 tracker of people living with disabilities in congregate settings, Florida has the highest case numbers in the U.S. As of today, all Florida residents are eligible to receive any COVID-19 vaccine. This is PNS. The United States House has passed the Foreign Workplace Modernization Act, setting up a path to citizenship for immigrant farm workers. But Eric Tegenoff reports some groups representing those workers say it would put too much power in the hands of the agriculture industry.
If the bill passes, workers with at least a decade of experience would be eligible for a green card after 4 years, and those with less experience would be eligible after 8 years. Citizenship applications would rely on employers for verification. Rosalinda Guillen is head of the Washington State-based farm worker advocacy group Community to Community Development.
At a time when we could go progressive and move closer to racial justice, we're actually accepting the industry's priorities instead of the farm worker family's priorities.
The bill received support from all but one Democrat in the House, as well as 30 Republicans. One of the top co-sponsors is Washington Representative Dan Newhouse, a Republican and farm owner in the Yakima Valley. Newhouse's office did not respond to a request for comment.
Enrollment in Colorado's colleges and universities has dropped during the coronavirus pandemic. Educators say the impacts could be felt throughout the state's economy for years to come.
Dr. Angie Piccioni with the Colorado Department of Higher Education says many students decided to hit the pause button on their education, and she fears many may not return to complete their degree.
Enrollment matters because students who stop out or drop out very, very rarely return to get their diploma. That means that they will not maximize their earning potential, and it doesn't set them up for success in the future.
When campuses were forced to shut down, Piccioni says first generation and students of color in particular lost access to the college experience they looked forward to, including critical bonding time with their peers. Many also lost jobs and had to make difficult decisions, with some turning to less expensive two-year institutions where you don't have to live on campus to save money. I'm Eric Galatis.
Finally, Mark Richardson tells us Interior Secretary Deb Haaland has created a new law enforcement unit to put renewed focus on resolving the cases of Native Americans who are missing or have been killed.
Under the Bureau of Indian Affairs Office of Justice Services, the Missing and Murdered Unit will coordinate across departments and agencies to pursue thousands of unresolved cases. A majority involve Indigenous women, and Angel Charlie, with the Coalition to Stop Violence Against Native Women, says the move spotlights an issue that's been on the back burner for too long.
Secretary Haaland is addressing it on the infrastructure level, and then organizations like ours continue to do that grassroots organizing, supporting community and family.
Haaland is a former U.S. representative from New Mexico and a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on some of the nation's most interesting radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.